Whatever or whoever it was that had entered Chirpy Cricket's home, the hole in the ground near Farmer Green's barn, it caused him a terrible fright. It kept poking him in a most alarming fashion. Chirpy couldn't move away from it, for his home was only big enough for himself alone. And since he didn't care to share it with another, he soon made up his mind that there was only one thing for him to do. He would quit his house for the time being, with the hope of finding it empty later. Indeed, Chirpy Cricket thought he would be lucky to escape in safety. So he scrambled up into the daylight to be greeted with a shout and a pounce, both at the same time. And Chirpy Cricket saw, too late, that it was a creature much bigger than a hen that had captured him. It was Johnny Green. Of course, Johnny himself had not entered Chirpy's underground home. What he had done was merely to run a straw into the hole where Chirpy lived and prod him with it until he came out. "Aha," said Johnny Green as he looked at his prisoner, whom he held gingerly between a finger and a thumb. "Are you the rascal that keeps me awake at night with your everlasting noise?" Chirpy Cricket never said a word. "You make racket enough every night," Johnny told him. "Can't you answer now when you're spoken to?" Still, Chirpy Cricket made no reply. He waved his feelers frantically and tried to jump out of Johnny Green's grasp. But no matter how fast he moved his six legs, he couldn't get away. "You don't seem to like me," said his captor finally. "You don't act as if you wanted to play with me. What will you do for me if I let you go?" But not a word did Chirpy Cricket say. Not one single word. "You're a queer one," Johnny Green told him. "You might fiddle for me at least, though I must say I don't care for the tune you always play. I can get better music out of a cornstalk fiddle than I've ever heard from you or any of your family." Then, very carefully, Johnny set Chirpy Cricket on the ground with both his hands cupped closely over him so he couldn't jump away. "Now fiddle," Johnny Green cried. "Fiddle just once, and I'll let you go." Though Johnny Green waited patiently for what seemed to him a long time, he heard nothing that sounded the least bit like fiddling. So at last he peeped between two fingers to see what the fiddler was doing. But Johnny Green couldn't see him. Little by little, he lifted his hands. And to his great surprise, there was nothing under them but grass. And beneath the grass, a crack in the earth. "Well, you're a sly one," Johnny Green exclaimed. "You've crawled into that crack, and you may stay there too, for all I care." Johnny jumped to his feet and moved away. And not until he had been gone some time did Chirpy Cricket make a sound. Then he played a few notes on his fiddle, just to see that it hadn't been harmed.